we're holding Or HaShanim, we're going through the Tarjag Mitzvos, and we said he's going in the order of the day, and now we're going to start the first day. Kshekam Yishnato Achar Sheshot Balayla, when a person awakens after having spent 6 hours of night sleep, Ben Bekaitz Ben Bechorif, regardless of winter or summer, person is supposed to try and get at least six hours of sleep at night. Techef Bakitzo Yomar, right away when a person awakens, he should say, Modeh Ani L'fanecha, I thank you, I thank before you, Melech, King, Chai, who is living, v'kayam, and existent, shechazalta b'nishmati b'chemla, that you have returned my neshama within me with kindness, rabba emunotecha, you have great faith, even though yesterday I didn't live up to what I was supposed to do, today you give me another chance. Every day God, so to speak, has faith in us. We start each morning with this sentence. So this sentence is special because in this sentence we don't say any of God's name, and one can say it even when his hands aren't clean, even when he isn't clean. The idea of this sentence is that when we open our eyes, we can say a recognition that God is running the show and thank him for opening our eyes. And nonetheless, and at the same time, we're not saying any of God's holy names, so we can say it even if we're undressed or unclean, etc.
Great, my face in you, or your faithfulness, Rabbi Munater.
Your faithfulness.
Your faithfulness. But because I saw a different translation.
Right, they like to translate it. It's easier to believe to translate my belief in you, but that's not what the words mean. Kamvual beberitiv. V'acharav yomar, and after this, a person says, Hareini mukhan umzuman litol yaday samukh lemitati. I'm prepared now to wash my hands adjacent to getting out of bed. Kmo shtiknu chazal, as our sages instituted, she'akam mitato b'layla lo yilechta al damo b'lint la'yadayim. When one awakens at night, he shouldn't walk four footsteps without washing his hands. V'asmchu akra, and our sages aligned it with the verse. Sh'nemal, the verse states, lo titamu b'em nitmetem bam. Don't be defiled with them, and if you do, they defile you. V'nemal, and the verse states, lafit buz la'shtut sha'anan, la'asher revi elo abiyadom. So we're going to wash our hands in the morning, and he's reminding us that when we wash our hands in the morning, we should remind ourselves that we're fulfilling our rabbinic institution to wash our hands every morning. So a person thinks, I'm preparing myself to wash my hands as our sages instituted, l'kem tzat aseh, and my fulfillment of the rabbinic obligation is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment, she'tzivani b'rit b'ra shmo b'torto kedosha, lishma mikol bet nagado she'amdu lehem li'Yisrael. To listen to any large bezin that any great bezin that is established over Israel, Shneimaz, the Torah states, Al pei Torah sheiruchu v'al mishpat shemur lecha ta'aseh. Go by the Torah that they teach you. We are responsible to listen to their word, the words of the court, the rabbinic court. Shal avicha v'yagetcha zekinecha v'yomulach. Ask your fathers; they'll tell you. Ask your elders; they'll tell you. Person has to listen to the rabbinic court. So the rabbinic court instituted that we wash our hands in the morning. When we wash our hands, we're in fulfillment of this biblical commandment, this biblical proactive commandment to listen to the rabbinic court. Umilotas, and we're also in fulfillment of the biblical prohibition. The Torah prohibits rebelling against what the court says. So whenever we fulfill a rabbinic mitzvah, we're fulfilling two biblical mitzvot. One, to listen, and two, not to rebel. As the verse states, do not turn from what they tell you, right or left.
Three, not two.
How three?
Because Torah also says, listen to your rabbi, to the rabbi of your generation.
Okay. V'achar she'inagev yadav yomar, and after... It's this verse. That's this. V'achar she'inagev yadav yomar, areini rotze lekabel lai ol mechut shamayim shlema. And after a person has dried his hands, and now he's clean, a person should automatically say, I hereby want to accept upon myself the yoke, a complete yoke of the kingdom of heaven. And now I'm going to go to the bathroom to cleanse my body, so I don't detain my needs. A person's supposed to relieve himself when he has to. Our sages aligned with the verse that says, do not do things that are defiled for your souls. And from here our sages derive that a person shouldn't do things that people find disgusting. You're not allowed to take a potty and eat a bowl of cereal in it. You'll say, but I wiped it out, it's clean. Yeah, but your child's been using it for dirty purposes, even though it's clean. It's something that people find disgusting. A person can't take a syringe, and they've been using it to take out, to draw blood, and now he says, gee, I'll take a drink with that. I'll clean it out. But no, it's been used for something which people feel is defiled, so we're not allowed to do it, and this is the source for the provision of doing things that are viewed in a as being disgusting. And we have to see where our sages applied it. One of the places they applied it is that when a person has to go to the bathroom, if he doesn't relieve himself, if he contains himself beyond what's normal, so then that's a transgression of this. And after going to the bathroom, one washes his hands again. And I'm preparing myself now. I'll make the blessings as our sages instituted, to bless 100 blessings each day. Every Jew is responsible to get in 100 blessings each day. And our sages aligned this with the verse that says, Mashem shen meimach al tikrima la me'a. Moshe said to the Jewish people, what does God want of you? And we say that should be read as me'ah. God wants of you 100. The word ma can be read as me'ah. So instead of reading it ma, what, we read it as me'ah, 100. Hashem wants of us 100. V'chlelam b'kat ha-Torah, and amongst the blessings we'll make in the day is the blessing on the Torah. And in doing these 100 blessings, we're fulfilling the rabbinic commandment, which is automatically a fulfillment of the two biblical commandments. V'chaven niftob b'kat ha-Torah, and when we make the blessing on the Torah, a person should have in mind that this blessing is going to cover everything a person is going to learn until the next morning when he awakens. Shukwach, Boker Tov, everyone.